Weary Soldier, Welcome Home. Written by Half a Gone and read by K-Burb. This is a Danny Phantom Batman crossover fic, rated Teen It Up audiences, in which the creator chose not to use archive warnings. It features the relationship between Danny Fenton slash Dick Grayson, as well as the characters of Roy Harper and Raven. Summary. Dick misses his boyfriend. He waxes poetic about this, to himself, that is. Then, inevitably, he gets to go home. Dick had been twitchy all day. Roy glanced over at his longtime teammate and friend, arms crossed over his chest as he spied out the subtle bounce to Dick's leg. He didn't know what was wrong with the guy, but he'd noticed as their mission had drawn longer and longer, definitely longer than they'd anticipated, Dick had just grown more and more aggravated. Initially, he thought it was because something was going down back in Gotham or the Haven, but a quick text in Jason's direction had confirmed that, save for Dick, everyone was present and accounted for. No major injuries had been reported, no major Arkham breakouts had gone down that led to overworking on the local bat colony. He'd even asked about Damian, who was typically a source of stress for Dick, whether the man acknowledged it or not. And nothing. Zilch. Nada. The demon brat, as Jason so affectionately called the kid, had been hanging out on the Kent farm with the Soup's youngest recently. No help there. It was getting pretty annoying, honestly. What's up with him? Roy finally caved and asked Raven, nodding his head to their jittery teammate. Seriously, had the man downed a whole coffee pot this morning? Roy seriously needed to find his watch blade, just to give Dick something to fidget and take his mind off things. Didn't Dick usually bring a fidget spinner with him? Maybe Gar would have one? If I had to guess, he's missing his boyfriend, Raven drawled as she flipped the next page on her tome. Ah, that made sense. Roy nodded to himself, glancing back at Dick momentarily. Only to suddenly turn back around and say, since when did he have a boyfriend? Dick had the best boyfriend in the world, and he wasn't even there to appreciate it. He sighed forlornly for what felt like the 15th time this hour, propping his head up with a fist, staring out longingly into the sunset. It was beautiful, with a purple and pink streaked sky, orange painting the horizon in vivid color. He'd already taken a dozen pictures to show Danny, but he hadn't been able to bring himself to send them. He could just as easily text them, obviously. But maybe it was his desperation to actually see Danny that was keeping him from doing just that. He felt stupid right now, honestly. Dick was acting like such a lovesick teenager. He had been a lovesick teenager once upon a time, and he thought he'd left those days behind. But nope, that was not the case, apparently, because whenever he got the chance to, Dick was staring at photos and watching short videos of Danny. It wasn't as often as he liked, since he couldn't bring his personal phone on the field, and it was nothing like the real thing. His only saving grace was that, between assignments and fieldwork, they could contact loved ones. It helped with some of their covers, and Dick knew that Roy had been keeping up with Leanne as much as possible. He hadn't liked the idea of leaving her with Ollie, but the man was absolutely spoiling the girl. So maybe Roy really ought to worry about that more. Dick was pretty sure Wally was calling into work on occasion, too. He couldn't be sure now, but he'd remembered his old friend and ex-boyfriend picking up and answering calls that had certainly not been personal. Whatever the case may be, Dick had been thoroughly taking advantage of contact with people outside the assignment. He checked in with his family at least once a day, which honestly was a lot as it was, considering how many family members he had. But he'd called and texted Danny the most out of them all, and yet somehow even that wasn't enough. Maybe it was because they were in what was called their honeymoon phase. Obviously, they hadn't gotten married or anything like that. That would be, well, it would be fast, since they'd only dated for some 7 months now, much shorter than most of Dick's other long-term serious relationships. Dick could definitely see himself marrying Danny one day, of course. That wasn't even a question. But hey, he'd said the same thing about Barbara, hadn't he? But they had only just recently moved in together before Dick had gone on this mission. He hoped Danny didn't think Dick was sick of him already. Danny didn't know about his secret identity just yet, which was a feat on its own, honestly, since it had not been easy to come up with a reasonable lie that would explain his disappearance for weeks on end. It wasn't like he could use the excuse of work when he was literally a cop. He'd thought about quitting recently, though. Maybe it was stupid of him to say, or to make this decision based on someone else, but Danny had been scared the last time he'd come home, grazed by a bullet. He'd never seen the other man that terrified before. And yeah, maybe that was another reason why Dick hadn't broken the news of his vigilantism yet, despite living under the same roof as his civilian boyfriend. Babs had warned him about that more than once, that lying about something like this, trying too hard for too long, would only add or create heartbreak later. And look, Dick knew that. Believe him, he knew that. There was something fragile in the unsaid right now, and Dick, for all that he could be a proud, stubborn man, was too afraid to break it. Danny was amazing and funny and brilliant and beautiful. Dick didn't tell many people this, but he had commitment issues of his own. Nothing like Bruce's, maybe, but when your idea and example of a committed, loving relationship ended with two bodies splayed out, hands still intertwined together. His parents' death had given him heartache of its own. There was no denying that. And maybe Dick should see their shared deaths, see them together even in the end, as something poetic, something equally fragile and beautiful. But honestly, Dick didn't want it to end that way. Didn't want to bring someone in, let them so close to his heart. Didn't want them to die with him, like his parents had died together. And yet, he was still too afraid of being forgotten even when he was gone. Dick had a lot of complicated issues when it came to relationships. And really, it shouldn't surprise him that he was making this one all that much more difficult for himself. At the end of the day, he was still a bat. Tried and true. Even he couldn't escape that kind of mindset, even if he tried to be better for it. It was all a work in progress. He wanted to do better for Danny, which always made him feel bad thinking about, like he hadn't done enough for Babs or Wally or Corey or Roy or any of his exes, really. And boy, did he have a lot of exes. But those relationships had all ended on mostly good terms. He still kept in contact with most of them, after all. He was good friends with almost all of them. He was going on this mission with at least three of them. Even when things didn't work out, Dick found a way to keep them in his life. Danny was different. He wasn't in the same circles Dick was. Dick had just met him by chance at the Gotham Fair, the other man bright-eyed with cheeks sprinkled with confetti, just as colorful as the freckles on his cheek. Dick had been lost for him right from that moment, and he knew from all the times Danny had told him the story, Danny had been just as lost too. But they'd found each other again, despite their opposing schedules. Being a cop made it really hard to have date nights, but they'd made it work. Danny had stuck it out with him, no matter how many times he'd have to cancel at the last minute, no matter how many times he'd shown up with unexplainable injuries and scars that hadn't been there the week before. Dick had to wonder what ran through Danny's mind some nights, when he could feel the other man's calloused hands exploring his back, fingertips dragging along the ridges of the deeper gunshots and blade gouges. None of those injuries would show up in a police report if Danny looked into it. And yet, Danny never asked, even when Dick could see the question in his eyes. He never answered either, even when he knew Danny might feel better for it. Dick was a bad man in a lot of ways, but he wanted to be better. He wanted to at least try. He hoped Danny would forgive him for coming home a week later than planned. Maybe cake would help. Dick could not believe he was coming home at 3 a.m, grocery store cake tucked under one arm, like nothing had happened at all. He would have come back sooner, but appearances need to be kept, and he'd been forced to take the civilian's way home. Dick had been seriously tempted to ask Raven to teleport him back, but he knew she wouldn't have agreed either way. He wouldn't call her the responsible one in their group. They'd been a bunch of teenagers goofing off, saving the day. For so long, he doubted any of them could be considered as much. But she was definitely a headier one. The bitter Bloodhaven morning was not kind on his joints, but he'd been forced to teeth off one of his gloves when he couldn't get the key into the lock properly. He'd been exhausted by the time he'd pushed open the door, still carrying the cake precariously in one hand. He thought about coffee, but he figured Danny would be fast asleep by the time he got home. And he knew Danny preferred to have hot coffees in the morning, cold ones in the evening. He didn't want to wake up the other man either. Danny had offered to pick him up at the airport the other week, but after he'd pushed his return date back, Dick hadn't been able to ask that of his boyfriend. On the outside, this probably looked suspicious. Like Dick had a beau somewhere out of the country and was just using his vacation with his friends as an excuse. It wasn't like he was able to send any pictures of their activities, after all. Would bringing a cake home make him look more suspect and guilty? Like he was trying to make up for something. Danny knew a number of his friends were also his exes and... oh no, Dick should have thought this through more. Dick winced to himself even as he stepped through the door, trying to close it behind him as quietly as possible. The first thing he noticed was the soft, low volume of the TV just around the corner. Had Danny fallen asleep on the couch again? It wouldn't be the first time, even though his boyfriend tended to feel bad and tried to avoid it. He always worried about the electric bill. After towing off his shoes and discarding his keys on the little table by the front door, Dick wandered around the corner and peeked over at the couch. He could barely make out Danny's shape against the couch. And it was thanks to the barest rise and fall of his body that Dick was able to at all. The blue light of the TV in the dark room made Danny glow softly, and Dick felt his heart soften at the sight of it. Even while asleep, Danny was beautiful, and Dick missed him so much. Tiptoeing to the kitchen, Dick lowered the cake onto the counter as quietly as he could manage. He winced when the plastic scraped the tile slightly. It hadn't been all that loud, but considering how eerily quiet the apartment was, it felt all the much louder. Even the movie playing had suddenly gone silent, an unfortunate coincidence. Dick really hoped that Danny was fast asleep. Dick? And he spoke too soon. Slowly, Dick twisted around to face his boyfriend. The other man blinked at him with drooping eyes. And even the darkness of the apartment and the shadows across his forehead couldn't hide the dark bags underneath Danny's eyes. Although he had no idea the cause of said eye bags, Dick felt his heart go out to his boyfriend anyways, guilt starting to sink in. If he had been home, he would have been able to comfort Danny, help him get some rest, and push him into taking better care of himself. Logically, it shouldn't be his fault, but, well, Dick had always been bad about taking on guilt and responsibility that wasn't his. To his surprise, Danny flopped back down on the couch, boneless, like exhaustion had begun to take over. Dick darted over on light feet, leaning against the back of the couch. He let gravity take him as he rolled over and onto the couch, tucked between Danny and the cushions. One of the few good things about this old thing was how perfectly it fit him and Danny, lying side by side like this. Although, Dick began to notice with a frown, ghosting a hand over Danny's ribcage, Danny did seem to be skinnier than Dick remembered. Had he lost some weight? He hoped Danny hadn't been skipping meals while he was gone. He knew how much Danny tended to hyperfixate at times. Dick swore some days the only reason Danny ate was because he shoved a plate right underneath his nose. His hand gradually slid up to Danny's face, fingers tucking a stray tuft of hair away from his eyes. Quite frankly, Danny looked exhausted, just as tired as Dick felt, and yet he stared at Dick with eyes wide open. There was relief in those eyes, too, and a dash of happiness, and Dick let himself sink into the couch at the mere sight of it. "Hey," Dick murmured softly, twining an arm around Danny's waist. "Sorry I took so long. Have you been waiting for me?" Danny hummed and bobbed his head, or did as best as he could with half his cheek mushed against the pillow. "Wanted to make you dinner." Dick chuckled quietly as he replied, "It's 3 a.m, baby. I had snacks on the plane ride back." "It's not the same," Danny insisted. He was right. There was no denying that. But Dick didn't want him to worry about it anyways. "We can have a big breakfast later," Dick promised, pecking Danny on the nose. "We can even have dessert. I brought home a cake." "There's only one cake I want," Danny mumbled, as his head lolled forward to press against Dick's chest. He felt another hand brush against his backside, and Dick couldn't stop the chortle in his throat when he realized just what cake Danny was referring to. "Is that the only thing you missed about me?" Dick teased quietly, Danny's breath fanning his cheek as he pulled away again. Danny hummed, "No, I miss your lips, too, and your soft hair, and your arms." Danny chuckled to himself about something. "I think you conditioned me to fall asleep to your cuddles. Haven't been sleeping well." The guilt came back full force, and Dick's whole body sunk further onto the couch, muscles loosening despite it all. He stared at Danny's tired face, watching the way the other man's eyes fluttered open and closed, like he was having trouble staying awake. "I'm sorry I stayed away so long," Dick murmured mournfully. "Don't worry about it," Danny promised him. "How was your vacation?" "Not very relaxing, actually," he replied honestly, grimacing as he did. He softened then, as he whispered, "I missed you." Danny gave him a sleepy smile. "I missed you more." "All of me, or just my cake?" Dick teased his boyfriend. Danny's exhaustion was probably ruining what little filter he had to begin with, but that didn't mean he couldn't take advantage of that just a little bit. All in good fun, of course. Danny hummed, eyes sealed closed. "All of you, if you let me." "Course," Dick promised, pressing another kiss to Danny's forehead. "You can have however much you want of me." No more words were exchanged as Danny pressed his head forward again, this time against Dick's collarbone. Dick wrapped both arms around him now, too, burrowing his nose in the crown of Danny's head. He caught a whiff of Danny's shampoo, soft and subtle, and closed his eyes as he inhaled the scent. Within the minute, he was out like a light, TV forgotten, cake left out just where he'd left it. Nothing was more important than the man in his arms right now, softly snoozing away. Dick was just happy to be home. The end.